Hi, this is Scott Kirby, host of the Midwest Music Hour here on WXPR. Join me July 3rd as I welcome Heather Steika to the program. This Chicago-based songwriter has been sharing her music with us for more than a decade. Heather.steika.com for more information. Midwest Music Hour for the lowdown. Tune in to 91.7 FM locally or stream online from anywhere at WXPR.org. And I'll catch you on the next Midwest Music Hour. It goes without saying that I'm pretty excited about today because I'm joined in studio by Heather Steika. Say hi, Heather.
Hi, Scott. Can you hear me on there, out there in the airwaves?
Yeah. It's going real well.
It's good to be here.
Just the, probably just the guitar part is...
Let's see what we get in here.
Oh, now I'm hearing it come through there. So that's nice. Yeah. Yeah, Heather's in the studio today up celebrating a little bit of family time, a little cabin life up north here.
Yes.
Getting out of the city, getting off the road for a bit.
So nice.
There's your new album called North.
Yep.
And that's a collection of songs.
A bit of Denmark, just the sort of, natural landscape, not too different. But so we holed up in a cabin for a few days and made a record, which was really, really fun to do.
And I thought I had it here, and I was like, I'm looking all over for it.
Well,
I'm like,
you
where
do
did
have it,
go?
And I'm glad that you do.
Yeah, it's a wonderful record, you know.
Thank you.
And I can't say how cool it is. And what song would you like to play off that for us?
You got well, one in you mind? Know, I think I'll play the sort of title track, even though
North?
It's sort of title track. It's called Cities of the North.
Okay.
Which is where I got the idea of calling it North, because this song had already existed. But it was about my travels and returning to Chicago, but really could be just about anywhere up here. I thought I'd find you in the cities of the North, where summer brings amnesia to our weathered bones. You don't have to love a place for you to call it home, but I think I did. Ooh. Well, I went to the Grand Canyon this spring. This whole year was built on bucket lists and reckonings. I ate in Paris, drank in New Orleans, cried in Wyoming. Ooh, sure I miss someone, but it's unclear which particular someone is worth my tears. Either way, I'm headed back to the cities of the North, where we end up as one third intent, one third whether or not all our monies are spent, and one third. Whoa. I'm not so sure about pursuing happiness. I'd rather chase down those moments that I'm at my best, 'cause no matter how low I get, they can't take that from me. Sure, I miss someone, but it's unclear which particular someone is worth my tears. Either way, I'm headed back to the cities of the North. Either way, I'm headed back to the cities of the North. All right.
That is such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I think that you, there's... Ooh,
there we are. That's me. That's me on an iPad.
Live streaming on the Twitter.
Go to the Twitters now, fast. I exist there.
Don't leave your radio. Don't do it.
It's too much to keep track of all at once. You could be listening to me while watching the tweets roll in, while checking my Instagram out on your other device.
It's unbelievable.
There's so much you can do.
I think that's kind of what, the nostalgia, that the song, you know, getting away from that. That's sort of like that nostalgia about the North Woods, you know.
Cabin time on the lake. It's good to be
getting
up
out of
here,
the city, getting away from the hustle and bustle.
Is a lot of hustle and bustle where I come from.
I think that you did an awesome job of capturing that.
Thank you. It
evokes that feeling of peace and calm.
The checking out. Yeah. Yes. Feels good. Feels very good.
So let's talk a little bit too. Gigging wise, what where you been? Where you going? What's coming up in the schedule for you?
This summer, I'm mostly in everything's pretty Midwestern. I've got a Northeast stretch on the books after that in this October, and then after that, I'll be heading out to the West Coast. But in the immediate future, let's see, I'll be at Milan Music Festival the first Friday of August on August 3rd. And then August 4th, I will be up here in Wabino for Wham Fest. So Wham Fest, the Wabino Art and Music Festival, is maybe the fourth year running, I'd say. Third year I've been involved. And I will be the MC for the stage all day. So even if you don't catch my set, you can catch me talking too much in between songs and pulling raffle tickets and that sort of thing and getting everyone enthused about the things that are happening. It's really incredible. The downtown Wabino sort of transforms. They do art competitions and there's live music on the Big Band Shell stage. There's going to be some folk artists doing like basket weaving and stuff, all kinds of things. So it's a good time. There's food, there's hangout, and I don't know, everyone comes out. So that's
awesome.
It's really, really fun. I appreciate that they've made this an ongoing thing. The Wabino Art and Music Fest.
Wham
Fest. Yeah. August 4th, Saturday. Yeah, so I'll be doing a mile of music in Appleton and then coming up for that after.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's my next jaunt up in this part of the woods, I would say. Yeah.
Right on. And so West Coast, and you still love getting out and seeing the world.
I mean,
it doesn't get old, does it?
It doesn't. Well, and also I get out that far so minimally. I mean, maybe once a year at best. Which is a lot, which is awesome. I mean, it's a lot more than I would if I wasn't playing songs. But it's also, it happens as often as I actually schedule it. Yeah. And schedule, like, gigs on the way. Because, you know, you get to, like, oh, I don't know, New Mexico. And you're like, oh, wow, I still have a ways to go before I'm on that coast.
Big
Plus,
country.
Then, like, figuring out, they're like, oh, well, you know, we'd love to have you in December, but that's usually when the snows come in, you know, when they're talking to people in Oregon or whatever. So you got to plan around weather. There's a lot of planning to do. But also, December would be a nice time to be on the California coast. So we'll see.
So you and I met about 10 years ago, and it's just incredible. What would you say is maybe one of the biggest highlights
of
your last 10
besides
years?
Besides meeting you?
Stop it.
We met at the Big Top Chautauqua Festival and songwriting. Well, they were, at the time, they were hosting a song contest, which we were both in and were the champions of sorts, for lack of a better
term. You're the winner.
I won, but you were the runner-up or whatever that means. I was telling my friend about a beauty pageant I was in when I was a like 9-year-old, and I got second place. I got this whole trophy and everything. There were two people in my age category. So I walked away with a trophy, but also there were only two. In Scott's favor, I will say that there were many participants in the contest, and you were second of many. I don't know. I mean, there's a song contest in Texas called the Kerrville Folk Festival. Well, I mean, it's a festival that goes for 18 days, but part of that is a songwriting competition that was started by, like, oh, Peter Yarrow was one of the big folks who created it initially. And so it has a lot of, within the folk community, people care about it, and it attracts a really incredible group of writers. And I've been a finalist in that twice. I'm in the company of such losers as Lyle Lovett, you know, so I'm happy to be a loser like Lyle. It's just a good community to be a part of, but that kind of a thing, I don't know, I'm really in it for the good times. I didn't think I was originally in it for the good times. I thought that maybe you could, make a living at it. And I still do make a living at it, but now I'm much more motivated by like, well, what will feed my soul? You know, where do I get to go where my friends are? And yeah. So I end up doing a lot of festivals and sort of gathering things. And if my peers walk away with my CD and say, I've been listening to this all month and I can't stop, you know, putting it in my record player, yeah. I won't stop spinning it on Spotify, that feels really, you know, that's like all the validation I could want, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so. And, because there's also that whole, like, you know, not to get deep or serious about it, you know, but that whole, you know, the artist path, if you will, you know, the tortured artist
sure,
or whatever,
yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of heartbreak in your songs. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and that's where a lot of writing comes from, you know, when you have these evocative emotions
yeah.
and experiences in your life, you know.
Sure.
You know, putting them out there or whatnot. And not to say that there aren't ones that are just fictional tales that you make up
right,
or stories
right.
that you weave
yeah.
or whatever, you know. But
well, there's always got to be that. If people know, I mean, you can come up with a whole story. You could invent a whole situation. But if there's not the truth of understanding the emotion behind it, then people can't really relate to it, you know. So it could be true or not as far as the actual details are concerned. But the feeling's got to be there. Or, I don't know, listeners have a really, really low threshold for BS. So right away it's like, oh, nope. That, I don't believe you. You know,
yeah.
They call you out. If they don't believe you.
Yeah. If you're lying dead in the middle of the street, you got one song to sing me.
You're going to sing.
Yeah, go and sing about Jesus. You hear the train coming.
Right.
You know, if you're listening to that and you wonder what's going on, it's barely a movie quote from the Walk the Line Johnny Cash
right,
movie. You
know, right, right, so yeah.
Program support today comes from the 3rd annual Dragon Boat Festival to be held August 18th at Torpy Park in Minocqua. They're now accepting team reservations for Dragon Boats, which they will provide. So it's a day of fun for all ages to support the Howard Young Foundation's work in advancing the health care and wellness of those who work, live, and play in the North Woods. Learn more at MinocquaDragonBoat.com. All sorts of people up in Minocqua this time of year for the 4th of July.
Are you telling me that I could get a team together and get on my own dragon boat?
You could do that. Yeah.
Man, you guys,
I don't
are
even
lucky.
Know what a dragon boat looks like, Heather.
Well, I want to know.
Yeah.
We need to Google this.
It's not like where they tie the boat to you and you have to drag it like 10 miles or something.
I sure hope that it's like a dragon because I want a dragon boat.
They're medieval boats, you know,
yeah.
big ones. So
yeah.
The oars are 100,000 feet long.
Like Vikings.
Made of giant sequoia.
Yeah, giant sequoia. They took a lot of shipping.
It's actually
to
a strongman competition.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, who could lift up this oar made from this 1,000-pound tree?
Whatever it is, I'm in. If there's dragons involved, I'm in. That sounds like a great time.
That is, yeah, it's very
good. And it's
very
for
good. It's for a good cause.
Charity.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Prove
doing?
Your manliness. And,
absolutely.
You know, photo op plus... plus charity.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, it's heather.stika, and it's Stika with a Y, S-T-Y-K.
Yeah. Or heatherstika.com will get you there. If you prefer various social media things, you can find me on Facebook as a page or a person, and you can find me on Twitter, Heather Stika, S-T-Y-K-A. I do Instagram a lot. That's kind of my preferred social drug. I like taking pictures of trees and things, and then people see that on the internet. It's a fun, brave new world that we live in.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, since I was doing some research on you before this program, just to brush up on the details, you
right,
know,
right,
I
didn't right. want
to come in blind or anything.
Yeah.
You know? So
I appreciate that.
I think you did post a photo of the cabin, what
I
that
did.
Looks like.
Yeah.
That was actually, you know, why? Because I think maybe you tagged me in it or something.
I did mention that. I did hashtag WXPR.
There you go.
And
Here we are.
So you can actually see the cabin where this record was recorded.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I will say this much: if we're talking about this specific photo, the cabin in the distance is not the cabin it was recorded in. The cabin in the forefront, it's a completely circular log cabin. It's a round log cabin, and we just cleared out the living room and set up a bunch of the Danish people there. But you also, if you're at all curious about this process, there are and will be more videos from the shoot. From the actual recording of the album. Mm. So there's a song called Michigan or Minnesota. I think right now that's just up on Facebook and not yet on YouTube due to reasons of, gradual release. There are methods to this. I don't understand them, but people tell me there are methods to this. So some of it's out there and some of it's not yet. More will be, but yeah, there are videos.
Is this like the horse and the carrot, Heather?
Yeah.
You got to dangle it out there.
I guess so.
The one. Oh, now you want to hear it.
Yeah, now it's dangling. Yeah, I mean, I think it's you have to like get somebody to agree to premiere the thing or the like, oh, you heard it here first, everybody, what, and no one cares, it's fine, you just put it out there, whatever, people can see it or not, watch, listen or not, but but there are methods, there's a right and a wrong way to do it, and I'm trying to do it the right way, but I don't understand the right way. Anyway, we made videos from our time up there, and there's actually one out there too where I'm singing that last song, Cities of the North, in a rowboat on the lake there, and they put the microphone right out in the rowboat. Used a little mobile setup to get that done, but that was just having fun. It didn't end up on the album as the rowboat recording, but they want to make it a series, folk boat.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about playing another song?
I would love to play another song. Let's see. Maybe I'll do another one from the record that's got a little bit of a Patsy Cline vibe. Sometimes I go that direction in my writing just to escape to another era. Taken by the hand, I have danced this very floor. Please be kind, 'cause you're the kind that I fall for. Every pair of blue eyes I can't ignore. Every charming gentleman who holds open the door. Every clown makes me laugh till I can't laugh anymore. Please be kind, 'cause you're the kind that I fall for. If I made a list of everything I can't resist, you might think I was describing you. Please be kind, 'cause you're the kind that
I fall for.
All right.
It's Heather Steika here live on the Midwest Music Hour with your host, Scott Kirby. Wow, what a treat. You know, it's...
There it is again.
Yeah, yeah. Part of it. It's just...
Showing up on
awesome.
Twitter.
Getting out there.
There it is. You're
going to have to reverse hashtag everything.
The internet.
Very, very cool. I'm so happy that you were able to come here and be on the program
it's
this
a treat.
Afternoon.
We're big fans of WXPR, even though, I say we, as if there were, that were clear to everyone. My family and I, my parents, have been taking me up to the Northwoods since I was a tiny little tyke, as a, I don't know, 3-year-old or something, and we'd be driving in the car on sort of gravelly back roads, wishing that I was home and my dad getting lost somewhere in the woods, and the Bronco with the, you know, the windows down and the WXPR just cranking. So whatever Northwoods Cafe, whatever was cranking at that time, and then we'd have to like hang out in the car until the song was finished before going back into our little camper, is that the, for lack of a better word, pop-up camper. Yeah, that's what we lived in for like 2 weeks at a time without showers. It was terrible. It was great. It's the kind of thing you only try with small children, and after a point they're like, wait, this is a really long time to not shower. but it was worth it. It was really Northwoods living. Loved
that is,
it.
That is incredible. You had mentioned Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know,
yeah.
Like Peter Iaro. You seen this album in recent
official.
Days? Have you ever?
No. He's got the original Peter, Paul,
can,
and Mary
in
the Wind.
Hold, you can hold it if you
just
want.
Just picked it up from the local Goodwill. I see you got to it before I could.
Yeah.
Man.
I you know, I go out and I snatch those up right when I see them.
1963.
You know. Doesn't even matter how wore out they are.
Yeah. Well, and usually they're just fine. There's some nice, like, there's a rocky wall that they're all walking in front of with some luscious ferns and some moss. Just looks like a good time.
Yeah. They're, you
Peter
know, and they
still
cover
even
a couple
has
of...
a little bit of hair left.
And he was just up this way not too long ago. He was performing in Wausau and up at the Ironwood Theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Peter
yeah.
Yarrow, you know, doing his solo yeah. shows. I couldn't get him on my program, so next time you see him, you tell him Scott Kirby wants him on WXPR.
I will tell him, yeah.
And
yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not playing Blown in the Wind anymore, okay?
So there. Take that, Yarrow. Peter Yarrow. We're going to take a moratorium on Blowing in the Wind until you change your mind, buddy.
It's good enough for Heather. It's good enough for you, man. Come on.
I remember the first time I saw him play was at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Peter Yarrow. I'm like in the front row freaking out. And everyone else there sees him every year at this festival. They're like, oh yeah, Peter's playing. Okay. Cool. You know, I mean, like they know like that he's going to do all the hits and like it's going to be exciting. But if you haven't seen it happen,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, legend.
It's life changing.
Yeah, life changing.
Yeah.
It's a magical experience. And then he will deliver that magical experience year after year if you want it. Which is great. Yeah.
Wow.
Reliable man.
Incredible. Incredible. That's what great radio is all about.
Yeah.
Heather, you know?
Yeah. Just keeping it real.
Fantastic. All right. 2 o'clock here, WXPR, 91.7 FM out of Rhinelander. We're also heard at 100.9 FM, Ironwood Hurley. Keep your dial local. We are your independent public radio voice in the North Woods. Music, news, community events, public radio made possible by our listeners since 1983. We're streaming worldwide at WXPR.org. WXPR is local public radio. We have program support today by WXPR listeners and by WJFW NBC Channel 12. Also, support for programming is brought to you by the Lumberjack Steam Train in Leona. Hop on board the famed 100-year-old Lumberjack Steam Train and travel back in time to the rugged late 1800s. An old logging camp awaits you at the end of the line. So visit the blacksmith in the award-winning Forestry Museum and tour a beautiful forest and experience the animal petting corral. There's fun for all ages. More at lumberjacksteamtrain.com. And programming support today is also brought to you by the Monaca Area Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to Monaca. Wednesday, July 4th, for their Independence Day celebration. The main parade starts at 4 p.m., so please note that there's a road closure on the island from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Parked vehicles will be unable to exit until the conclusion of the parade, except for emergency medical personnel. Free shuttles will be available from the Lakeland Union High School from noon to midnight. Contact the chamber for more information. And program support today comes from the Campanile Center for the Arts in downtown Minocqua, committed to excellence in performing and visual arts for the Lakeland community.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much.
I can say that the Leona train is approved by all ages because my father, as well as my, you know, three, now four-year-old nephew, freaked out going on the,
really?
On the trains. They really had a
When the robbers came?
It was a positive freak out. For days, all they could talk about was steam trains.
Oh,
But that's generally, that's kind of the target demographic for a good steam train is grandfathers and grandchildren. Just, it's quality hang.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got to, went down there and caught their last ride last year. Had some fun with them playing in the barn.
That was
a pretty
barn
sweet
burner,
ride.
Eh?
Yeah. Just incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible stuff.
Fun.
Do you want to do
one more and call it a day here? Is that a?
I mean, you got to get back to the cabin, get back to relaxing.
Yeah,
there's some sweet stuff in the area. Downtown Rhinelander's got a couple cool things. Between the
my dad's definitely going to drag us to Menards. That's likely. I'm sure there's something we got to fix up the old cabin with.
Wherever there's air conditioning.
Oh, well, how about we close out on my most patriotic tune? In one of the reviews that they did about this song, they were like, somehow it's simultaneously the most patriotic song and a protest song. And I think protest songs are patriotic, but maybe not a protest song in the way that you think. Well, this one's just On the Side of Love, which I think sort of transcends whatever boundaries we might make up about ourselves. Arming ourselves against the apocalypse with Leonard Cohen songs. I went down to Coney Island trying to chase down Woody Guthrie, ask if this land's still my land too. Every shot, every word that is fired, there is no way to make it okay. But let me love harder, love harder, love harder than the hate. The more I awake, the more it feels like a dream. Playing guitar in a hotel bed, Weather Channel and the news, any channel that you choose. It's more storms ahead. Every shot, every word that is fired, there is no way to make it okay. But let me love harder, love harder than the hate. Oh, let me love harder, love harder than the hate. Now I love this country, I've been through every state. Blue and red, we all want to make it great.
But in the whole expanse of history, what good ever came from hate? Now I saw a choir of refugees singing this little line of mine. I know there's work to do, we can't just sing the dark away. But it's a place to start, and I need a place to start to love harder than the hate. Every shot, every word that is fired, there is no way to make it okay. But let me love harder, love harder. Love harder than the hate. Oh, let me love harder. Love harder. Love harder than the hate.
Yeah, that's some beautiful stuff, Heather.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in today and being on the program.
Yeah, it's been a treat.
Sharing your music with us.
Love WXPR. I'll come back anytime.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, have a very happy 4th of July.
You too.
And enjoy the cabin time.
Thank you.
We'll catch you again next time.
All righty.
Okay. It's Heather Steika live on Midwest Music Hour here.